Right then, LFU, welcome back to another lads pre-match pod. I'm actually here this week. I haven't done one like I did last week, as there was no West Ham pre-match podcast. However, I'm back. I didn't forget to do it. I got a little too excited that I was actually going down to West Ham. So, yeah. But here we are. It's good to be back. It's been a long time. I kind of forgot what I was doing for a second. But here we are. Welcome. Today is Scum Away. Oh, that's what we're going to be talking about today. All the pre-match conversation ahead of Scum Away is going to be coming your way. And of course, this is the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, even if you sat at home, hey, we've got all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, need to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. So, let's get stuck into last week. Of course, forgot to do a podcast. However, a game was still played. You know, the reliance of a Leeds United football match being played doesn't, you know, depend on my podcast, but I wish it would, because that wouldn't be too bad. But here we are, last week. It was West Ham in the FA Cup quarter, not semi, we're not playing that just yet, FA Cup quarter final. And interesting. It was an interesting game. A good result, you know. We came out and won. However, it was extremely, and I mean extremely, ropey. You know, we did have the ball in the back of our net four times. They hit the post numerous times as well. I think every time Jared Bowen struck that ball, there was a magnet in it leading it to the post. It was insane. But Ayo, we're through into the next round. It's Chelsea as well. At Wembley. I tell you what, I am buzzing for that. I cannot wait for it. That's if I get ticket size. But yeah, it's good. Win to the semi-finals of the FA Cup. Can we do much complaining? Not really. Maybe we can talk about the performance of some players and how that might affect us in the league. But overall, it was fine. We're into the next round. Let's hear what I had to say straight after the game.
Leeds United 2, West Ham 2. However, a win on penalties and we're off to Wembley. Amazing. The game itself, second half, we were absolutely terrible. It kind of got to a point where I didn't think we deserved to win. Like, genuinely, I don't think we deserved to win. First half, absolutely battered them. Probably should have got another penalty just before half time where Stack got cropped. But, you know, a great result. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm loving the draw as well. Chelsea at Wembley. It's going to be absolutely mega. This is a great result. And hopefully we can carry this confidence into the league for next week's game against Man United. Going to Wembley. Come on, Leeds.
So, yeah, good result by all means. A nice draw coming off the back of it. And let's hope we can keep this positivity in the league just so we can stay up. And as well as that, maybe we can win at Wembley as well. Right then, we've talked enough about that. Let's get stuck into the Merv Awards. Merv Awards time. It's easy as this. Every single player that played in Leeds United's last game, I'll rate out of 10. But at the end of the season, we're going to count up all the scores for every game. And whoever has the most points is the Merv Award winner for this year. So let's get stuck into rating the players who played against West Ham away in the FA Cup quarterfinal. So, as always, start off with the goalkeeper, Lucas Perry. A bit disappointed. I think it was a game of two halves for him. Two thirds even, I'd say. In that first half, he was actually quite good. I have to say, Perry prevented some, he did some fantastic saves. He had a really good, strong performance in that first 45. And it was nice to see him do it. You know, I haven't seen Perry play in a while. It'd be good to get his confidence up because I feel like he could be a good goalkeeper. But that first half, fantastic. Second half, fell off a bit. He was pretty crap. Then in extra time, he was absolutely horrendous. But Ayo, he saved some great penalties for us in the penalty shootout. So he had a decent game. I'm going to put it down to that. It was a decent game because I feel like he did a lot wrong as well, but he also did quite a lot of good. So Perry gets a six. I might be being a bit harsh on him here because, you know, he did save our backside. In fact, he saved our backside twice now in penalty shootouts, Birmingham and West Ham, pulling out some fantastic saves. However, in the actual match, I just thought there were shades of, like, Peacock Farrell, you know, carelessly running out the box, just looking really ropey. I just didn't really enjoy it too much, but nevertheless, still had some amazing saves. He gets a six. Joe Rodon, decent game. Shame he had to get subbed off. The injury doesn't look good as well, but we'll be touching that more in a moment. Rodon gets a six, so solid as always, until obviously he had to be brought off. Yakabiol, he gets a five. The defence were okay against West Ham. They didn't really do anything too amazing, and of course they kind of crumbled in 3 minutes in added time, so that was a bit annoying. So Biol gets a five. Strike gets a six. A good penalty to send us to Wembley, but in the actual game, Foy did okay. Once again, just falls into that bracket of the collapse in added time. You know, it's kind of inexcusable to concede two goals in 3 minutes, so he gets a six. Jaden Bogle, he also gets a six as well. James Justin, our first seven of the Merv Awards for this week. Yeah, a cracking game from him, I thought. I thought he played really well. A lot of goodness came down his side. Justin's just basically looking like a really good buy this season. A very sensible buy and a great player as well. He gets a seven. Anton Stach, six. Another one whose game was ended early by an injury, which we should have had a penalty for as well, by the way. But, you know, referees and Leeds United don't really go well together. Yeah, I thought Stach was really good. A lot of the play that we were doing was going through him. Every time we were going forward, it seemed like it was coming from Anton Stach. Even in the bit where he did get absolutely cropped, I think he probably should have scored. I think he could have taken a better chance from there. But, you know, he's got a player sliding in on his left, so who am I to judge? But Stach gets a six. Decent game. Just a shame that I had to get finished early via injury. Ethan Ampadu, seven. Just solid in that midfield, really. I think everyone struggled at times in this game. That final 20 minutes, essentially, as soon as DCL scored the penalty, we just started really, really struggling. But Ampadu held in well there. Did a nice tactical foul on Adama Traore as well, which is always nice to see. He gets a seven. Moving on to the next midfielder and arguably the star of the day, Ao Tanaka. What a game he had. He gets an eight. A good finish. I mean, it does take a deflection, but you can't fault the footwork. All game, he was working like a horse. He was fantastic. And let's hope those rumours aren't true as well of him being open to leaving in the summer, because Tanaka can be so important for us. Don't get me wrong. I might have said before that he's been playing a bit poorly, you know, when it was that, like, winter period, because I think he was. Yes, he played well against Chelsea, but most of the time as well, he wasn't doing that good. But it's nice to see him start picking up the pace now and playing really well in a moment where we're probably going to need him. So Tanaka, a great game. Okafor and Nmecha, both giving them fives. Okafor, it's so obvious he's still coming back from injury and maybe playing still with a bit of a knock because he just wasn't like his usual self, what we saw in the winter. And Lucas Nmecha just didn't do an awful lot, so I can't say too much about him. They both get fives. Moving on to the substitutes now. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, six. Played well. Got a nice penalty. Didn't really do much else. You know, couldn't have asked for any more from him. He did a decent job. Joel Pirro, he gets a two. I thought he was horrendous. I haven't been a fan of Pirro recently, and he's not doing anything to convince me otherwise that he's going to be a good player. I think one of those in the summer we could look at offloading if we stay in the Premier League, because I just really don't see what he offers for us at the minute. Finishing, he doesn't even get in the position to have a shot. I think he's slow. The technical ability has kind of fallen off a bit. I think his decision-making's become a bit poor as well. He's just not playing well at the minute, but I think he kind of needs to stay away from this team and, you know, have that rotation of Nmecha, Okafor and DCL as our strikers instead. Then Brendan Aaronson, who came on, giving him a five. Again, just didn't do an awful lot. He was just kind of buzzing around being the usual Brendan Aaronson. Sebastian Bourne now, he gets a four. You know, came on when that defence collapsed, so he didn't really have that good of a game. It's quite hard to say what he did because the position he came on in, we had pressure on us, and then we go and concede two goals, and then in extra time, we essentially go and concede another two. The defence was just really ropey, essentially. He gets a four. Nonto, six, played well, picked up the ball a couple times, some nice movements forwards, did all right. Gruev, he gets a five. Just a all right performance from Gruev, not doing too much, but not doing an awful lot wrong as well. Right then, let's get stuck into what you came for today, which is, of course, the pre-match talk ahead of Scum Away today. So, let's get stuck into Farke's press conference. And I tell you what, it's not a fun press conference. It really isn't a fun press conference. So, let's talk about injuries. I think nearly all of our most important players are carrying injuries. So, Biol is struggling. Okafor has a back problem. Goodmanson, slight problem. And Stack and Rodon out until May. Yay. Fantastic. This is just what we want to hear right before Scum Away, isn't it? Half of our players injured. Absolutely fantastic stuff, isn't it? So, knowing that, let's go into the starting 11. So I'm going to tell you who I'd go for if I was Leeds United manager and what I think Daniel Farke will throw out into the lineup. So this is what I'd do. Darlow in goal, Bogle, Strike, Biol, Bornau, Justin as the back five, a midfield three of Ampadu, Tanaka, Longstaff, and a front two of Nemecha and DCL. So, as you can see, Tanaka and Longstaff, the ones brought in, I wouldn't play Gruev. And, of course, Stack's injured, so he can't play. Tanaka feels like he deserves a start after the West Ham performance. I think it'll be a little bit tight on him if we didn't play him. Longstaff, I think, should play. I think this game will suit him. It's against Scum. He will be up for a battle. He'll be wanting to throw himself about everywhere. Longstaff, get him that squad, mate. And then the Metro DCL up front, I just think, again, let's just utilise them properly and do what we did against Man City and Chelsea and just essentially bully them. Just bully their back too. Let's remember, this Scum team still isn't all that. It's still a bit ropey. They've still got Harry Maguire playing at centre-back and stuff. Let's get them two up top. Let's bully them and let's get some goals alongside of it. So, what do I think Daniel Farke will go for? Essentially exactly the same, a little change here and there. Darlow, Bogle, Strike, Biol, Bornau, Justin. Midfield, Ampadu, Tanaka, Gruev, and a front two of Aronson and DCL. So bringing Aronson back into that front two with Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Gruev coming into that midfield. Just Daniel Farke really likes those players. I think that's probably the approach he's going to go for. Aronson, DCL up top has worked in the past. And we also know how much he likes Gruev. And I also feel like he should play Tanaka. If he doesn't play Tanaka, I'm going to be very surprised. It kind of feels like he deserves a start after last weekend's antics. But there you go. They're the starting 11. So let's get on to the scoreline. The score prediction for today's game against Scum Away. Now, it's a weird one, this one, because, you know, even though Scum can be ropey, we have seen them play very well before, but we've still got to remember it's still the same set of players that drew 1-1 with us, and I know we probably should have beat them as well. So it's a difficult one, because after that, I think I was saying, I'm never going to see Leeds United beat these lot in my lifetime, because that was the most perfect time to beat them. They had half the team injured. Ruben Amorim was on the brink of leaving, on the brink of getting sacked, and it was at home on a sunny day, and we couldn't even beat them there. So I think it's going to be a struggle. It just will be. Scum are starting to play well, as much as it pains me to say that, because I want them to just do terrible. But I think we can get something. I really do. I feel like if the boys turn up properly, if we go at Scum, I think we can do them. So I'm going to go with Leeds United 2, Scum 2, a nice 2-2 draw away at Old Trafford. I think it may be similar to that one in our relegation season, Nonto scoring in the first minute. It'd be absolutely insane if that would happen. So a 2-2 draw, that's my score prediction for today's game. Right then, you've heard enough about my thoughts ahead of Scum away. So, let's go over to Dad. Let's find out what he has to say with his wiser view.
Injuries galore, it seems. Our boys went to war last week. Well, certainly for 90 minutes they did. And yeah, we're paying the price for the big game against the Scum. I've heard a lot of people say that this is a free hit, but I really don't. It's Man United. It's the Scum. This is not a free hit. And I'll be honest, I don't think any Leeds fan going to the game tonight will think that. And also, I'm hoping the players don't think that and step up. Maybe we'll have the likes of Dan James coming back, which I think will only help that scenario. So I'm going to go for a big old dogfight. I just hope they don't, and I hate saying this, outclass us, because they have got a lovely bit of form at the moment where they do actually look like a pretty good football team. And if we can compound that, if we can hold that back, I think we've got a chance. So I'm going to go 1-1 or 2-2 maybe. 2-2, I'll lock in 2-2.
Well, there we go. We've both gone with the same result again. But yeah, it's interesting. I feel like there could be a dogfight aspect to it. I feel like we should go at them. But at the same time, I'm not sure if we will see that because of injuries. You know, we don't want players going flying into tackles and stuff. I mean, I'd love to see that, but I don't think Farke will, just purely because we've got an FA Cup semi-final to play. We've got a very important run of fixtures coming up in the Premier League as well. The last thing Daniel Farke's going to want is more players to get injured on top of what's already happened. But just get a result, because the weekend, West Ham getting that 4-0 win against Wolves really hasn't done us any good. So let's just hope when we play Wolves, they return the favour. But it's all getting tight down at the bottom, but we just need to get our results, focus on ourselves, and we can survive in the Premier League. And as well as that, maybe we can go win at Wembley. Right then, LFU, there it is, done and dusted. Sorry for the week absence. I promise I won't forget again. Make sure to go follow us on socials, Lads Leeds on Insta and on X. If you're off to the game today, if you're going to Scum, you poor soul, go have some fun. Let's have a right day of it, because it's going to be a cracking night regardless. Just get stuck into them. Get stuck into them, Leeds fans. If you stayed at home in your nice warm house, off to the pub, listen on the radio. Guys, however you are watching the game, have a cracking time. Let's hope Leeds United can go to them lot across the Pennines and get something out of them. 3 points, please. Even a point will do. But come on, Leeds United. Get stuck into them and let's beat the Scum. Come on, Leeds!